Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before we get to the news, I just have to just quickly talk about the booing. This booing tradition, I am completely intrigued about. I love the boos. Now, I'm not saying I got booed. Although now if I get booed, I'm not going to feel so bad. So what I'm talking about is, so Las Vegas hosted the, or is hosting the 2022 NFL draft. It is fantastic. It is gorgeous. I was in Philly when they were setting up the draft in 2017, I believe. It is an amazing event. You know, you got people coming all over to watch the draft. You got all the backdrop. And in Las Vegas, though, was fantastic is that they incorporated the Bellagio fountains and the hotels on the strip, and it was marked off, and there were all these people sitting around watching, and then you saw the link in the background and the high roller. And so it was a fantastic showcase of how cool my city is. But what ended up happening, which always happens, but a lot of people are new to the draft. So for those of us new to sitting there watching the whole draft, and this is the first time I watched the whole draft, every time Roger Goodell, the commissioner, comes up, he gets booed. Every time he's on the stage. And remember, he has to announce 32 picks. So every time Roger Goodell gets up there, it's boo, boo. I don't know if you remember the 2018 draft where there was Troy Aikman, Jason Witten, and Roger Staubach was on stage, and you heard boos. And you know, I completely forgot this draft, but again, it was that they were booing the commissioner. They weren't booing, you know, because it was at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. So for somebody new to this, they're going, why all the boos? And then some of my Facebook buddies had said, yeah, this is a tradition. I'm like, I forgot about that. I forgot that, but I just didn't realize it was every single time he's on the stage. So he goes up to introduce, boo, boo, boo. Yeah, all right, first draft pick, boo. And I thought it was hilarious, but I was a little nervous that people were thinking Las Vegas people were rude. Even though it wasn't all Las Vegas people, these are people coming from other, you know, states that were able to get, you know, draft tickets and were able to watch. But, you know, I did a little research and I wrote a little article on this. Apparently, the NHL commissioner gets booed, the NBA commissioner gets booed. I mean, these are, you know, this is a tradition. So why? Why do they do that? Well, because when, you know, people are displeased, you know, when you're upset at McDonald's, and you don't like your hamburger, let's say, which has never happened to me because I really like McDonald's, you could go up to the manager and you could air your grievances. Okay? When you are upset at football, all you could do is scream at the TV. And so when people have that sort of access to the commissioner, which you never do, and trust me, there's security and all that, it allows them to let the commissioner know. Because the commissioner, he could be, you know, across the country, you know, while you're watching the game, and you see something happen, and you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. The NFL should do something about it, or they should do, you know, a better job with this, or whatever. You know, so it's the only way to reach out to somebody that high up and that insulated is, I guess, during the drafts. And that's why with all these drafts, whether it's NHL, NBA, NFL, you get the booing. And I get it. The NFL has ticked off a lot of fans. There's been a lot of controversy with the kneeling, with the, players with sexual assault allegations, with some of the pay, with some of the swaps. You know, I really feel bad because, you know, not only do you get drafted, but then you could get traded without your input to another team, You know, it's that's something that bothers a lot of people. I love watching football, but I get that there's a lot of things that I think has to be, you know, has to be a little you're almost using players as chess pieces, and it's you know, it definitely has its controversies. But what I like about the airing the grievances is because it just shows that people want to be heard and people want to complain. You know, I worked at a place where one of the supervisors said, you know, if you weren't here, people wouldn't complain to you because people would always come to me to talk and see if I could make something happen. And they said, if I wasn't there, nobody would have anyone to go. Nobody would complain. They wouldn't have a person to complain to. And that's a very dangerous mindset where if you censor, you know, everybody so they can't complain, they're still going to have to complain. It's like a pressure cooker. The steam has to come out somewhere. I mean, you can only hold in a fart so long. It's going to come out. So, the concept of there not being any opportunity to show where you're ticked, no contact us, no email, people want to complain. They do. And funny thing is, and I forgot this, during the virtual draft, I watched it, and I remember Roger Goodell allowed people on the computer to boo. And I was busy doing something, so I completely didn't realize that this was a yearly tradition, that even virtually, he said that he misses, you know, that interaction, and he genuinely enjoys that booing part. Now, I mean, what else is he going to say? So virtually, they put up the camera, and all these people on the computer that were watching were like, boo, all these guys. And then they turn it off, and he goes, oh, you can do better than that. So my only problem, though, then with that is it a joke? I mean, the reason why people are booing is because they want change. They aren't happy with certain things that are going on. They aren't happy with the way it's going. They're not booing just for it to be a giggle and a tradition. They're booing because they want to see results. And so even though I think it's a cool tradition, I think it's funny, Roger Goodell thinks it's funny, all these commissioners are embracing it, I think it's starting to lose its value. Which is why when you do complain, you know, and I tell the kids this, and I tell, you know, make sure that complaint is far and few between. Because if you're complaining all the time, it doesn't hit home. I mean, everybody's booing every year when they see the commissioner, and I get it, and I see the pros to that. But now it's like, okay, well, I'll get booed. It doesn't stand out. I said, well, why are you getting booed? If somebody gets booed, you know, it means people want change. I hear the booing. Stop it. I'm not changing. You guys boo all the time, so it's already diluted. 1-877-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you thought that the media was kind of overreacting when there were a couple hepatitis cases. And the interesting thing about that is, which is something that you know, me and a lot of medical professionals, you know, really take to heart, is when we get alerts from either the CDC or the World Health Organization, we take it seriously. And it's of the thinking of, if you don't hear anything, it doesn't mean nothing's existing. But when you do hear about something, that means something's going on. So when they alerted us that there was a cluster of these cases of hepatitis, severe hepatitis in young kids that affected younger children, but only the cases only seem to be in Alabama. But then you had a couple cases here in the UK, you know, maybe a case or two in Japan. You know, they already kind of sounded the alarm, and I knew that this was something then. That means we are going to start seeing this pop up. And so, again, the World Health Organization, you know, multiple health outlets are saying, look, We got to be on the lookout of this, especially now since cases are expanding and we've already had a child die in the U.S. So I'll kind of update you guys on what you know, what we know. So hepatitis, everybody thinks it's okay. Well, somebody had a bad salad or a bad hamburger. You know, there's different types of hepatitises. This is a generalized term. When you hear hepatitis, it's a generalized term that the liver is inflamed. Something's inflaming the liver. It could be hepatitis. This particular case, you know, we're not talking about, but in general, it could be a virus that affects the liver, such as hepatitis viruses, or maybe adenovirus, which we think it might be in this case, or COVID. I mean, you know, different viruses could affect the liver. Mono can affect the liver. It could also be alcohol. Alcohol could affect the liver. You could have an alcoholic-induced hepatitis. You could have a non-alcoholic hepatitis where alcohol is not related. You could have a medication-induced hepatitis. So hepatitis just means you have inflammation of the liver. And how we diagnose it is not only the symptoms, which we'll review, but when we do a blood test, the liver enzymes are through the roof, such as where your normal are about like 30, anywhere from like 25 to like 40 or 50, or, you know, we will see in hepatitis cases up in the thousands. And then we're like, oh, dang. And it's because the enzymes and the contents of these cells are getting out into the bloodstream because something is hurting these liver cells. Now, liver regenerates. It's a fantastic organ, but sometimes it might not, and it might fail. And if you go into, let's say you have an autoimmune hepatitis where your body just decides to fight the liver. If we can't expect your liver to recuperate in time or there's no recuperation and you start to go into liver failure, you need a transplant. And we've heard already 17 kids have needed transplants with this virus. We do not think this virus is from hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, any of the hepatitises. They could run blood tests for that. Those are coming back negative. But they are seeing an adenovirus that is positive in the majority of them, not all. I think they're still looking at that, but in the majority of them. So now remember, hepatitis can be caused by a variety of things, but they're investigating them and they're starting to group about 200 globally, 27 cases in the U.S. So California has now reported multiple cases, 7 cases of this. A child has died in Wisconsin. There's also been cases reported in Alabama, of course, that's where this started, North Carolina, Delaware, and then Illinois. So, you know, the question is, okay, so what is this? And you know, what are these kids possibly getting sick from? Well, it can't be like a local food or a local outbreak, because somebody's like, okay, well, you know, it's got to do with our border. Yes, the border can pose an issue, but we are also looking at global cases. There are cases in the UK. There's cases in Japan. Let me see, we're at Netherlands. Ireland has a few. Denmark. Israel has 12. Spain. So, you know, France, Italy. So we can't necessarily blame it on something locally or a policy. I know everybody started to bring up Trump and Biden with this. Look, this is global. But that is odd that you're having a virus that is affecting, you know, people across the country, but in, you know, various, I guess, clusters. Now, there is a chance that people just aren't getting diagnosed. And so, you know, I told you one challenge we have is telemedicine. So in the U.S., you know, parents are calling, and I've been very busy lately. Yeah, you know, my kid is vomiting. My kid has flu. They tested positive for flu. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. You know, okay, they tested positive for flu. Was that in a doctor's office? Yeah, my kid tested positive, so we all need to get Tamiflu. And I'm like, were they also tested for this hepatitis? I'm getting so many calls that in the family, somebody tested positive for flu, so everybody needs Tamiflu. And maybe flu is going around. Maybe flu could be indicated in this. I don't know. But, I mean, we're almost in May. And when I bring up, well, you know, maybe it's COVID. Maybe, you know, no, it's not COVID. Were you tested for COVID? No. Or my home test was negative. So there's a lot of confusion. And what's also happening is people will call up and have a televisit and go, my child's nauseous or vomiting. Can you give them Zofran, something for their nausea? The doctor does. End of call. Well, is anybody evaluating that kid to see if they also have hepatitis? So my guess is the numbers could be higher. It's just the serious cases that got noticed and got documented are thus far 27 in the United States. But, man, somebody needs to look at all these calls we're getting on telemedicine and see if the parents are willing to take their kid in to be tested, because symptoms of this hepatitis could be fever, could be body aches, could be fatigue. They could have nausea, vomiting. They could have diarrhea. Their stool could be lighter. Their skin could be yellow. The whites of their eyes could be yellow. They could have itchy skin, because sometimes when the liver is off like that, you itch. You could have muscle pain, joint pain, just not feeling right. The urine could also look darker in color. So, you know, if you're a parent and you're thinking, oh, man, you know, we got a wedding to go to this weekend and a family event, and my kid's vomiting, let me just call online and get some medicine. It might help for you to make sure you have a medical provider look at that child. Because when the liver does start to break down, the sooner we can get to it, the better. And I'm not saying all kids having a fever and nausea, vomiting have this hepatitis. But don't just assume it's strep throat or flu or COVID. You know, people ask we think it's related to the vaccine. I don't, because the kids are too young to have been vaccinated. Most countries aren't vaccinating the young ones. We're definitely not vaccinating them under five yet. Since some of these kids, from what we're told, are. And, in fact, some of the U.S. public officials said none of the U.S. kids that we know of have been vaccinated for COVID, so we don't think it's vaccine-related. Could it be related to other vaccines they're getting? Because young kids get vaccines. They do have to look at that. I mean, in Alabama, that one cluster of nine, now maybe it's because people were on alert, so they looked for it. But then you start to wonder, could it have been a bad batch or something? Could it have been a medication these kids were on? The top theory, though, was it's an adenovirus. It's another virus, a virus that usually causes colds, that is just happening to inflame the liver to a higher degree with these younger kids. Now, with that, people are like, well, is this like a super virus? Is this a virus that we need to be worried about? Why is it affecting kids and not adults? It's too early to tell. One working theory is that we have weakened our kids' immunity so much by having them not, you know, be outside and go to school and forcing them to wear masks, that this could be a virus that's always circulated, but because their immune system is weakened, it's hitting them harder. That's one theory. Another theory is it's just a brand new virus. Just brand new virus that's out there. And it's a virus that just likes to attack the liver. So I don't want another outbreak. I definitely don't want anything affecting kids. I also don't want people to panic where kids have to be out of school. But, you know, a lot of things in medicine we did differently. And some of them with not a lot of logic when it came to COVID. And the unintended consequences, you know, was something that nobody really seemed to care about. You know, one concern I had is the chemicals these kids were exposed to. Everybody was spraying aerosols and cleaning a detergent. You know, could this be a chemical-induced hepatitis? Right now, they're thinking it's an adenovirus, or they think it's virally induced. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective. Russian rockets hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, during the United Nations Secretary General's visit to the city. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I was shocked to be informed that two rockets had exploded in the city where I am. So this is a dramatic war, and we absolutely need to end this war, and we absolutely need to have a solution for this war.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. A federal judge on Wednesday denied Elon Musk's request to drop a 2018 settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission that required some of his tweets to be pre-approved because of the financial consequences it could have. The decision means Musk could remain censored by the federal government from freely tweeting about Tesla, despite becoming the new owner of Twitter in a few months. Google is now providing users the ability to have personal data removed from some search engine capabilities.
Google is taking requests to remove search results with personal information. The search result engine now has a form users can submit to hide pages that show information such as phone numbers, home addresses, or personal images. However, results won't automatically be removed. Requests must be considered, and there must be an explicit or implicit threat of abuse for it to go through. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of my listeners had sent me this article and said, you know, why don't all men, you know, identify as females so they can get jobs? And he was serious. And what he's alluding to is this, which I'm sure the average guy doesn't want to do that. But what he's alluding to is this growing trend of jobs that do not want to hire somebody what's the term they're using now in labor? Disadvantaged. And so many jobs are saying, look, you know, we're this position is open to a woman. It's open to a transgender woman. It's open to a, and so, you know, for years now, this is not something new, but for years, people are starting to feel that, they are not going to get a job based on their race, gender, you know, creed, color. And it's sadly has been a truth throughout the United States, affecting so many different populations. But what we did in terms of progress, in terms of saying, look, you cannot discriminate against anybody based on their gender, their sex, their creed, their orientation. Sadly, it's going the other way where, you know, so they don't look like they're discriminating. They're trying to only fill new positions. And so you need to see what's happening from the employer standpoint. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But many employers and many institutions are now under the microscope to make sure that they aren't discriminating. And so if they have, let's say, a class of mostly, you know, 97%, non-Hispanic or non-Black or non-Native American, and somebody will say, okay, well, you know, that they're being racist. But so then if they try to alter the application status so that they can accept people that of multiple demographics, such then, you know, it's one of those things where they're technically breaking laws, but they're going to be in more trouble if they look like they don't have a more diversified class. Where many employers have been reaching out is they don't have that high a population of applicants of these variety of demographics. So, for example, a company might be accused of not hiring Native Americans. Well, if they don't have applicants that are Native American, they're not going to hire Native American. So what ends up happening is when somebody who identifies as Native American, or, you know, applies, some of these companies feel compelled, I don't care, get them the job, so we don't look like we are, which, again, hurts the applicant because the applicant wants to have gotten the job because they deserved it. They earned it, and they're like, no, you hired me because look at my resume. Yeah, you know, and so it's, people are being put into a bind because they almost have to trip over themselves showing how diversified they are. And, you know, we spoke about how, you know, with the COVID vaccine, many African-Americans had reluctancy, not because they were Trumpers, but because, you know, they felt that Blacks weren't represented in the studies. And in the study, African-Americans in the study looking at the Pfizer safety and the Moderna safety, there was about, I think, 9% in that study. So when my patients in Alabama and Mississippi are like, yeah, how do I know it's not going to affect me? You know, I mean, we know it might not hurt white people, but how do we know it's not going to affect me? You know, they're alluding to that they weren't, you know, as represented in these studies. Now, the population percentages are changing. African Americans, I believe, comprise about 13-14% of the U.S. population. In terms of Latinos, those are rising. Asian Americans, Native Americans, those numbers are fluid. They're changing. So if a job has if an employer has a job opening, you know, there is going to be a smaller percentage of each individual demographic, whereas those who consider themselves white are going to be the larger population. So there's obviously going to be more of them applying. So it does put put employers in this position where they almost feel like they have to use, you know, race and choices so they don't appear racist. I think we need a better system. Now, this one report is this airline is not hiring male cabin crew. Quote, because they want to save money on hotel rooms. Now, this is not in America. This is India's Jet Airways. They said they won't hire male flight attendants when it restarts operations because it wants to save money on hotel costs for cabin crew on overnight layovers. Under the airline's plans, flight attendants share hotel rooms as part of cost-saving measures. Hiring both male and female crew would run the risk that the airline might have to spend extra money for individual rooms. So another issue employers have is the separation of men and women. That is changing as we have people who identify as both men and women and non-binary. But it also puts employers into this position of, okay, well, what do? Am I allowed to put a transgender female in with a female in the room? Well, you know, many females are like, oh, I'm good with that. You know, I'm fine with that. Some transgender individuals are fine with that. But in that one jail, I think that happened in New Jersey. Well, there was one jail where two people got pregnant. And then in another jail, a female inmate was raped by a transgender female who was in her same jail. Now, employers have this extra pressure of, wait a second, I'm just very glad that I'm not in a position where I have to hire and, you know, figure all this out. But going back to the discussion of not being able to be chosen because you identify as white or male, or, you know, when they ask you those questions, and I know the three questions they ask, you don't have to fill it out. It's voluntary. The problem is that I get it. One of you said, but if you don't fill it out, then they know what? If it's an advantage for you to be of a minority demographic, people are going to fill that out. So if you don't fill it out, they're going to assume you're white and they're not going to choose you. So it's, that's not what the law is supposed to be, but sadly it looks like that's what it's turning out to be. And then there's been discussions online of how do they know? You know, if I'm part Hispanic, you know, Latino, how do they know? I don't, you know, I might not look it, so how, I don't want to be accused of lying, but I am, so I want to take advantage of that because I could get, you know, college scholarships, and I could get discounts in terms of my education. So, you know, people have asked, what's to stop them from saying? If they aren't allowed to ask and they aren't allowed to prod or investigate your past, you know, I wouldn't do that just because I don't ever want to be caught as a liar. And as I said, there have been people who have pretended, you know, to be of a different demographic, and the world will cancel you in a heartbeat if you are trying to imposter somebody of a different demographic. But where there started to be some movement is how you identify from gender. And if non-binary individuals are getting the jobs, that's why my listener's like, why doesn't, you know, just say you identify as female. I don't know if that's going to work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get to some headlines. We have the first U.S. citizen to have died in the Russia-Ukraine war. He's an ex-Marine, and he was working for a military contracting company that sent him to Ukraine, according to his mother. He was only 22 years old. Willie Joseph Cancel is his name. And he was killed on Monday while working for a military contracting company that that had sent him to Ukraine. He had been working as a corrections officer in Tennessee, then signed up to work with the private military contractor right before fighting began in Ukraine in late February. This is according to her mom, Rebecca Cabrera. She said he wanted to go over because he believed in what Ukraine was fighting for, and he wanted to be a part of it to contain it there so it didn't come here.
He also hoped that maybe our soldiers wouldn't have to be involved in it. What's sad, though, on top of this, is that the body has not been found. She said they have not found his body. They are trying, the men that were with him, but it was either grab his body or get killed. But we would love for him to come back to us. She said her son flew to Poland on March 12th and then shortly after entered Ukraine. He fought alongside men from a number of countries. So it does leave a lot of questions as to, you know, he was there fighting or was he there working? And you know, were they, I know a lot of people want to come over there to help. So there's still a lot of mystery surrounding this. He's also very young to have left the Marines. So a lot of questions there, but, you know, he went there. You know, one thing that seems to be not confusing is you had somebody that not only loved America, but loved, loved Ukraine enough to go there and sacrifice himself despite him having a young baby at home. The U.S. has not confirmed the reports. On Friday, the State Department said it was aware of the reports and is closely monitoring the situation. Due to privacy considerations, we have no further comment. They say, we once again reiterate U.S. citizens should not travel to Ukraine due to the active armed conflict and the singling out of U.S. citizens in Ukraine by Russian government security officials, and that U.S. citizens in Ukraine should depart immediately if it is safe to do so using any commercial or other privately available ground transportation options. So, the widow, Brittany, said that he leaves behind a young son, and she does see her husband as a hero. My husband did die in Ukraine. He went there wanting to help people. He had always felt that was his main mission in life. She said her husband volunteered to go to Ukraine, but also had aspirations of becoming a police officer or firefighter. He had dreams and aspirations of joining FDN, NYB, Fire Department of New York. Naturally, when he found out what was happening in Ukraine, he was eager to volunteer. So, I think a lot of us have wanted to go down there, even if we can't fight, you know, in some capacity. I did. I told my husband I was thinking about, you know, taking my son, who's finished with school, and let's go help out the Red Cross, help out, you know, it's just something that, you know, I felt like we needed to do. And, of course, the advice from everybody was no, you know, you're going to be more of a liability than not because, you know, it's not like you're military age. And I get it, but, you know, the Red Cross is trying to get people out. In fact, there are multiple Ukrainian citizens still stuck in that steel complex in Azovstal. And a Ukrainian commander inside the plant is asking for safe passage of civilians because the attacks on Azovstal is still coming. Even though Russia and Putin originally said, no, we're just going to starve them out, they have started intense shelling. And it's a huge steel plant that is actually built with tunnels designed just in case there was nuclear activity that it could protect people or from war. But, you know, sadly, if food runs out, if resources run out, it's going to be a problem. According to the commander, Svyatoslav Palomar of the Azov Regiment told CNN there was intensive shelling last night from both ships and aircraft. At the same time, they shell us from the ground. There had also been attempts to storm the area controlled by Ukrainian troops, but they had been deflected. They said on one side, the Russians had declared the silence and non-fighting mode, but on the parallel same time, with infantry and equipment, they try to storm the territory of the factory. So even there, Putin said he wouldn't, he would just seal it off. Obviously, you can't take anything they say. Palomar said that there was not much food and water left for the plant's defenders. He said they had a limited amount of ammunition. We don't have the possibility to destroy the aircraft and vessels that are shelling us. Which stinks that this is publicized to the degree it is, but they need help. And you can't keep anything now quiet. And so they need help. UN should go in there. Now, we have had a little movement from the UN. The UN said they were going to redouble its efforts to save lives in Ukraine. This was after United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he tweeted this on Friday after he had gone to Kyiv. He had met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And he said, I was moved by the resilience and bravery of the people of Ukraine. My message to them is simple. We will not give up. The UN will redouble its effort to save lives and reduce human suffering in this war. As in all wars, the civilians always pay the highest price. So I might be confused. You guys might know more, but wasn't the UN designed to prevent this? And wasn't the UN designed such that if a Holocaust was happening or genocide was happening, they would get in there, get people out? I don't understand why it's all about, well, we admire you and we're going to give you guys, you know, monetary help. Maybe we'll give you weapons, but somebody's got to go in there and get those people out. They say we count on the Red Cross and the organizations that are heading out there to take our heavily wounded, first of all, because they need to be treated and they need to get help. So, I mean, Red Cross and multiple other organizations are trying, but I think they really, really need the help of the UN. Russian forces allegedly appear to be advancing on Ukraine's Slavyansk and Baranivka, according to CNN. They say they're making incremental, uneven, slow advances to the southeast and southwest of Izium in Ukraine. Again, what they're trying to do is eventually get around, and then I don't think they're just going for that western or southeastern side. I think they want to move and then eventually absorb Kyiv. They couldn't get Kyiv first and foremost, so they retreated, and then they moved their forces. Kyiv, in the meantime, is telling citizens to cut vehicle use to save fuel for the military. So in Kyiv, they've urged people not to use their cars to save fuel. They say, Kyivites, if you have returned to the capital, please use public transport. Most safe places, please wait before coming back. The authorities are keeping the needs of the Ukrainian military and defenders in mind. So, urging citizens, even, in fact, authorities have urged citizens not to come back because there's still missile attacks. So, I mean, watching this happen, we just said, and we always say never forget, because we don't want to forget how there can be regimes that just want to annihilate people, kill people, torture them, rape them, cleanse. And what happened in the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews and 6 million non-Jews, including Christians, Catholics, homosexuals, gypsies, 12 million at least, not to mention all the death and despair from the war, that we vow never again, never forget. Well, sadly, this is happening again. This is happening now. And we've had survivors who have been able to talk to camps. They talk to Russia at the detention facility. They're tortured.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.